Blog Talk Radio.
Probably really, really cold a lot of places in the United States here. So, but I'm indoors, and but I'm sitting in a room that doesn't have heat. So I'm hoping it'll come from the living room into here. But today, well, we're going to be talking about, believe it or not, we're going to talk about summer camp. Hopefully, in talking about summer camp, you know, we'll feel the warmth coming in. Sometimes the summer camps, you know, are held in rural places and in the woods and things like that. And this one happens to be located on the campus of Queens College, which is part of the City University of New York. They're having their summer camp there. And there's a couple of special topics we're going to talk about, sports and theater. And director Brian DeMaster will tell us about the program and about both of the programs here. So, what we're going to do, of course, you know, I have to have the sponsors commercial. So let's do that first here. Let's make me hungry.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies. And that's no fairy tale.
Oh, yes, and you can get these wonderful brownies at www.brownies.com. And now, well, it's time to chat about summer camp. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Merle. Thank you for having me.
Oh, sure. Okay, so let's start with, this is such an, well, is it common, by the way, that the college would have a summer camp?
Well, I think we're part of one of the first colleges, campuses to run our type of camp. This coming summer, 2015, will be our 28th year in existence. I've been with the program since we first started in 1988, and we've grown and expanded to try to meet the needs of our neighbors and our surrounding neighborhoods in the borough of Queens and even into Nassau.
Now, in terms of this, when you started, was it just basically a summer camp, or has it expanded to the sports camp and theater?
Well, we started in 1988 as an experiment. We asked permission to use the facilities here at Queens College to run a program, and we started on just a two-week program and for only half a day. And it was at that time, it was an all-day sports offering. We had no other options. It was, sports from either 9 to 12 in the morning or from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. And our first year, we had 80 children that registered. And we realized from that experiment and getting our feet wet that there was a market, and there was probably a much bigger market than we were serving because of the large number of people in the population in Queens and the diversity, And the second year, we expanded to an 8-week full-day program, and we had over 600 registrants in our second year.
Wow.
So as far as getting into theater and some of the other programs, once we started growing, we realized that we were going to need to find a variety of things for children to do, because with that many children and trying to reach such a big population, there's a variety of interests that the children have and a variety of interests that the parents have. Different parents want their children doing different things for the summer. Some of the children have no problem and in fact enjoy doing sports all day, and some of the parents don't mind allowing their children to do that. But there are also children that have other interests, computers, education classes, science projects, arts and crafts, and theater. And the parents also, since they're paying the tuition bill for them to be here, a lot of the parents wanted their children to have at least part of their day, if not the full day, to have a different type of experience rather than just sports. So we expanded.
Now,
go ahead.
When you say, let me just ask you, when you say a different type of experience, in other words, like are there parents that say, no, I get you're not interested in sports at all, let's just have you do theater or vice versa?
Yes, we have tried, because we have such wonderful facilities here, both indoor and outdoors, we have tried to keep some sort of physical activity as part of every children's day. We feel it's one, the children have been in school all year, and they want to have, they want to run around, they want to have fun, they want to play, they want to have that fun aspect to the summer. So not only that, but the health aspect of having some activity for, you know, children's weight and eating problems and obesity problems with children. We felt that keeping an active, at least part of their day, to have some activity was important. So we managed to keep the entire number of parents that buy into that. So we've kept an active portion to everyone's program. But we did expand into educational enrichment classes. We offer about 70 different educational enrichment classes, everything from something light, arts and crafts, to math and reading and science, different types of science classes. We keep them fun because that's what the children want. We don't have homework. There's no tests. But the parents like that aspect because it allows the children to keep in touch with some sort of organized learning, keeps them involved with some of the educational subjects that they do in school, but yet allows them to at least for half of their day to have the sports end. But we've gone into specialty programs over recent years. About 10 years ago, we started a theater aspect. Because there are so many children that have skills in dance, in singing, in music, and we put that together and we have a theater production program that is probably the most popular offering that we have for children.
So what do they get to do? Well, I guess it's different age groups, though, with the theater.
It's different age groups. We've divided our theater program into two different age groups. We have a full theater production for children ages 9 through 14. And what they do is the majority of their day is involved or involves all different aspects of the theater. We try to attract children that may not have necessarily the skills of acting or singing or dancing, but the child who has a true interest in theater and love of theater or wanting to learn more about theater, because we put on full productions, which I will talk about, but they learn lighting, stage set, props, costuming, sound, so they get involved in all the behind-the-scenes aspects of theater, as well as acting, voice, singing, movement, dance, and we put that all together into a full production that the children put on each 4 weeks. And for the younger children, they have what we call our little theater. It's from ages 5 through 8, and because a full day of just theater might be a little bit too much for younger children, the attention span, they have a half-day theater where half of their day, for 3.5 hours, they'll devote just to the types of activities that I described. And then the second half of their day will give them the opportunity to get out on the field or on the indoor gym and have some gym activities. But they also put on a production, not a full theater production, but what they'll do, they'll put on is a showcase. We call it our little theater showcase. And they'll put on a montage of song and dance to a variety of different musical plays.
Now, from what I'm getting, that in terms of the theater portion, you're doing this at the elementary school that's on the campus?
Yes. PS 499, which is an elementary/middle school, on our campus. We gave the Board of Ed, we brokered a deal some years ago where our land was used to build a public school. And throughout the year, our elementary education department has a working relationship with them as a field, a resource to do field work for our college students. During the summer, we have exclusive use of that facility to run our summer camp indoor education classes, as well as our theater program. They have a beautiful stage, dance rooms, sound rooms, and a lot of the equipment that we need to put on a quality production for the children.
Wow. Did they do this because, there's a lot of theater on the campus itself as well? I mean, like,
The college has a drama theater and dance department as a major for undergraduate students, and they have some facilities and very nice facilities as well. I think the relationship between Queens College and PS 499 was established prior to the building even being built. It was a mutually agreed upon and a mutually beneficial arrangement. So that they could benefit from having college students come into their school and help their teachers and help keep the quality of their what they offer their children in academics throughout the year stay very high. But it also allowed the college to come in and use the facility to run programs like we run, with that, so that we did not have to interfere with summer school programs that the college may be running in the college facilities. So it's really worked out to be a very positive win-win situation for both PS 499 and Queens College and our summer camp program.
Now, as far as the sports program, that's going to be at Fitzgerald Gym?
Yes, the sports program. We have one very large gym in Fitzgerald. The main gym floor is one of the largest on the East Coast. We have 18 basketball courts on the one floor. So just to give you an idea for those that might be trying to figure out how...
18 basketball courts
at the same time. So it's a huge amount of floor space. It allows us to accommodate a lot of children.
Wait a second. You mean to tell me, in other words, what you're saying is when I come to see a basketball game, that's not the only court?
That's only one court of 9 full courts. We have 18 half-court basketball situations. So,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and they could all be utilized at the same time. They're in different areas, all on that main floor. There's a second gym. If you came to a basketball game, what you would be looking at when you were watching the game is only half of the facility. We have a wall that opens up. And there's a second facility the same size. So we have an enormous space upstairs. But we also have a very large gymnasium downstairs and a third gym that we use is from PS 499. We use their elementary school gym. So we have three very large indoor spaces that we can accommodate a lot of indoor sport activity. But we also have four large outdoor fields that we use for outdoor sports. We have a full soccer field. We have a full lacrosse field. We have a regulation baseball field and a regulation softball field. So we have four very expansive outdoor facilities as well.
No football field.
We don't have a football field, but we don't have a football team, but our soccer field is the same size as a football field. So for our camp purposes, we can accommodate hundreds of children at the same time outside without there being any kind of overcrowding or safety is always paramount in everything that we do with the children, both indoors and outdoors. So having such a huge space allows us to accommodate a lot of children with a large variety of different activities at the same time in a safe and spacious environment.
That's great. Now, in terms of the faculty, is this the faculty of the athletics department that's doing the sports?
Well, the camp, I'm the camp director. I'm the main administrator for the camp, The camp is run by the college. I'm a full-time employee of Queens College.
Right.
So it's not a private camp. And we follow the philosophy and the direction, and under the direction of the college, we want the children to have a quality, organized program that leaves the college makes the college look good. So we're trying to run as high a quality a program for the surrounding neighborhoods' children as we possibly can. The staff I employ about 350 adult staff for this program. It's a very large program. We can easily accommodate 1,200 children at the same time every day, and it's never crowded because of all the facilities that I just described, both indoors, outdoors, using PS 499, and all of the other rooms in the gymnasium. We have dance rooms and classrooms that we use as well. So I hire a staff of about 350 adults. Many of them are professional teachers throughout the year in either the Board of Education system or in one of the outside school systems. And then we hire a lot of college-age upperclassmen, college graduate students that are looking to move into careers that are involved with working with children. A lot of them are looking to become elementary or secondary ed teachers. So this is a perfect opportunity for them and for us. For us, we get someone who has a strong interest in working with children and who has some college education and some training on handling and working with children. And for them, they get some excellent on hands-on experience working in a not quite a school setting, but probably the next best thing to a school setting. We have a very structured, organized setting for them to get their experience in.
I mean, are you using, let's say, like coaches from the athletic department?
We are open to that. It's the college staff, the college teachers, the college professors, and the college coaches are not they're not required. It's not a main part of our program. They are welcome to work it if they wish. They can apply and work the program.
I mean, have they?
Oh yes, we have. Sure, I have some of the athletic coaches here work. Some of the assistant coaches work. I do have a few.
I'm curious because, like for instance, like I had attended some of the women's basketball games.
Correct. Uh huh.
So would like, and I guess I met two coaches there.
Okay, the head coach, Elizabeth Namovsky, she works 2 weeks for me each summer. She loves being a part of this program. She's top quality. She knows what she's doing. The children love her. So she works. A number of her athletes work. They're used to organized play and skill play. They have a great skill set that they can add to my program. And I would say
find, for instance, at any of the team being taking a job is
absolutely
working there?
Sure. Yes, we offer. I need between 300 and 350 people. So I'm open to anyone who's willing to come in. Everybody's got to apply for the job and get interviewed, and we do very thorough background check. We follow all of the state registries with criminal background, sex offender checks. These children are in my care, and I want to make sure that the people that I have teaching them and supervising them are top quality. So anyone is welcome to apply. I get about 1,500 applications every year from college age and professional people that want to come in and work our program. But the student athletes, we do have, yes, we have. I would say we probably have 30 or 40 athletes that work our program each year. But we also get athletes from other schools that want to come in and be part of our sports program, that go away to school and maybe live in New York, come back home, and are looking for summer employment and want to stay involved with something that they enjoy and something that they're good at.
Okay. I think I'm going to have some. I'm going to have somebody for you.
Sure. We begin our accepting applications in January each year, and we begin the interview process actually today. As you and I are now talking, we're beginning our first round of interviews. Our first people are being called in, and we will continue interviewing and hiring. The hiring process probably for the next 2 or 3 months until we have a full staff. Because we need to prepare for training and orientation and scheduling, coming up with schedules for everyone. So it's a very complex, very detailed program. I can't wait. I've got to get started early because I need to, when these children arrive on day one, I need to make sure that we're organized and we have good people ready to take care of these children when they're here.
And how would somebody apply, by the way?
We have a website. It's on a Queens College webpage. It's the easiest way for anyone to get there would be qccamp.com.
Right.
And if they go to that webpage, it explains our program. It's basically like our brochure online. But somewhere in there, there's a tab up top that mentions employment and applications. And they can apply for either a counselor position or a teaching position with us. So they can download the application and send it in, or they could come by the office, or they can call and we'll mail them an application. And that process is underway and starts the 1st of January every year.
Okay. Now, in terms of, let me ask, in terms of, like, money, like, what kind of a cost should the parents be looking at?
Sure. Before I go into the prices, the purpose of us running this program for the college is to raise scholarship money. We turn around and provide scholarship money for the college to offer incoming students. So we're a not-for-profit, but our goal is to, one, run a quality program, but two, to raise as much funds as we can for the college to turn around and offer scholarships. The tuition prices, we offer an 8-week program, and people can register their children for either 2, 4, 6, or 8 weeks. A 2-week program would start at $1,145, and an 8-week program would run $3,500, which might seem... Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to ask, in terms of, because I have no idea what, when, you know, kids going to day camp, what that even costs anymore.
Locally, there are a lot of smaller camps, and I don't like to, I would not badmouth any program out there. I have a respect for anyone that runs this type of program. There's a lot of care and concern an organization that goes into providing a program like this for children. But we're probably, I'd say, middle of the road to maybe a little bit more on the expensive side. But we feel that we run a different type of program. They get top quality care from the moment they step off the bus or the moment they step out of a mom and dad's car until they leave. They're getting adult supervision. Our ratios of adults to children far exceeds the requirements and what is the norm at most other programs. So where other places might have 15 or 18 children to a counselor, we'll have anywhere from 5 to 10 children to a counselor. So they're getting a much better ratio with counselors. We hire only college-age counselors, so they're getting someone that's 18, 19, 20, as opposed to someone that's just 15, 16, 17 years old. So they're getting older, wiser, more educated, more mature. And then in addition, we have a very large staff of adult administrators, and we can handle any different type of problem. We try to be as inclusive as we can to the needs that parents have and the needs that the children have. If we can accommodate a child's needs, they're more than welcome here, and we try to make sure that, that everyone has a fun summer. But those tuitions are based on a full 8:30 to 4:30 program. They get breakfast, they get lunch, they get hot lunch. They get snacks during the day. We have a lemonade stand that's open all day for the children at no additional charges. We don't nickel and dime parents after that. So it's a one price, gets you everything. You're getting, you know, teachers that are licensed, trained professionals that are experienced and work with children throughout the year. That's their profession.
So now you said, so there's the... There's no transportation. In other words, you have to get there.
Transportation
They're not
is
picking
not
you up.
Correct. We don't have transportation included in the in our pricing. We do make transportation available, but we sublet it out, and the parents would have to contract directly with a transportation company. That roughly is around $100 or less, a little bit less, per week, per child, door-to-door service. I would say about two-thirds, about 60, 70% of our children are dropped off by mom or dad or carpooled with a friend or a neighbor, and we take the children right from the car, and we bring them right to the counselor and until the end of the day when mom or dad or comes to pick them up. About one-third of our children make arrangements for bus service because I guess the parents just need it or prefer it and or can afford it or whatever.
But I guess you can't make use of the shuttle, can you?
Yeah, you know, we're looking into the shuttle service and seeing if that my concern is the safety of the children, and
that's something
that I don't have control of. So from the moment they're here until their moment they leave, I can make sure they're safe. It's one of the reasons that we don't do even the busing directly. It's almost like a whole nother set of worries and concerns that I'd rather do what we do best, and then allow the parents to. Provide them with the opportunity to make those other arrangements if they so choose.
Is this because I was writing something on another summer camp and something? So it's tax deductible. Is this tax deductible?
It's for child care. Yes, we can provide a tax ID number for parents. And a lot
okay,
of parents,
so that's what it is, under
yeah.
child care. I was trying to figure out what it was. It was tax deductible. Okay.
Yes, so they can with their I'm not a tax expert, but with
yeah.
their conferring with their tax people, we get an awful lot of parents that take that information, take our tax ID number, and provide that to their tax preparer.
Okay. Now, because I'm just out of the loop on this, in terms of because of the pre-K. Now, the pre-K doesn't go during the summertime, am I correct?
Right. We start at age 5, so we
will... Oh, okay. So you're not, you don't have something like for four-year-olds?
We don't. We start at 5, so we prefer children that are in kindergarten or about to go into kindergarten or just finished kindergarten. We will make exceptions. We don't advertise for four-year-olds. They require a whole lot more TLC, but we will consider on a case-by-case basis if someone is 4. But below 4,
okay,
we
so
have
in other words,
not.
Let's just say by the time the summer comes along, now the child is 5 years old.
We'll take someone who's 5 once camp starts. Once camp starts, if they're 5-year-olds, we'll take them.
Okay. So in other words, like the kids that who have been doing pre-K and now they've turned 5 by when? By June?
By July 1, if they're 5 years old, we'll
okay,
accept.
Okay, by July 1st,
now,
then.
Now, someone that's been in pre-K or you know, and might fall a little bit shy of that, we will consider that, especially. And what we do is we'll invite the parent and the child in, and we'll make an evaluation, an in-person evaluation. And in most cases, if a child has been to pre-K, we can accept them. Because at that age, a lot of the main issue is separation anxiety, a separation problem.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's not necessarily a maturity thing. It's not necessarily how smart they are. It's when mommy drops them off, are they going to be crying the whole day? So it's that separation issue. And what we find is the children that are in pre-K. Work out a lot more than children that this is their first experience and they're only 4 years old.
Okay. This starts in June or July? July 1st is when the...
Our first day of camp is June 29th. It's
June
a Monday,
29th.
June 29th. Okay. And we go 8 consecutive weeks, Monday through Friday, and our last day is August 21st.
Now, does anybody, you're paying 2 weeks at a time?
You could pay, there's built-in discounts. In other words, if you register for 2 weeks, if you, by the week, that's the most expensive. There's a built-in discount if you register for 4 weeks. So, in other words, 4 weeks is not the 2-week price doubled. So, there's a discount
is
if you register
for 4 weeks the maximum?
No, 8 weeks is the most.
Oh, okay. So in other words, if a parent wanted to say, I'm going to, I want you to have fun, meet,
mm-hmm.
Have all these friends, do all these things, get all this
right.
experience,
right.
that kind of a thing, and commit to 8 weeks.
Right.
By the way, that anybody?
Yeah.
That,
sure, we probably get about 600 or 700 children that register for the full 8 weeks every year.
So just as a comparison, just to get an idea, like in terms of price-wise,
mm-hmm.
what is it if you do 2 weeks and what is it if you wind up doing 8 weeks?
Okay, the 2 weeks is $1,145. 8 weeks is $3,500. So if you took the 2 weeks and you multiplied it by 4, it would be well over $4,000. It would be almost $4,500. So there's about $1,000 discount
okay.
if you do the full 8 weeks. Now, what we'll allow parents, especially if it's their first time, we'll allow them to register for 2 weeks. And then if they want to continue, if the child likes it, they can add weeks, and we will prorate it to the 4-week price. So we
okay.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good. So, so you're saying, for instance, if bed is going to take, doing 2 weeks of it,
mm-hmm.
and...
Yeah.
And that's all she wants to do, or is it just want
to
rotate
to
people?
No, it doesn't matter to me. I'd prefer somebody here the full 8 weeks as a worker. But that's all. She has other, she coaches. So in the summer, she does recruiting for her team. She's got a lot of other work to do. So she can commit 2 weeks, and she gives me a tremendous effort for 2 weeks. So I happily accept her for 2 weeks, but I think she has other things that she wants to do.
Are you following the team?
Yes, they're doing very well. Yes.
Well, it looks like they're going to go into the playoffs.
It would be wonderful. I think they will, yes.
Because I was, as I was looking at it, I was trying to figure out who else they have to play, and I was looking at their records, and I'm going,
sure.
Oh, it looks like it can beat this one, and it looks
like
they could take the rest of them.
Yeah,
they should
do well. It's been a very exciting year for her. I'm happy for the girls, yep.
Yeah, and I guess you must have met Lucille Cavallos, haven't you?
Oh, I know Lucille for many years. I've been at Queens for 37 years. So
I top you. I had her for Jim.
There you go. I did as well. And her and my mom went to high school together at William Cullen Bryant in Long Island.
Oh, my
City.
God.
And they were best friends in high school, so.
Oh, that's hysterical. I've been hearing, I've been doing this whole thing about, has anyone heard of Lucille Cavallos?
Oh,
and the
yeah.
last one that I got was this friend of mine saying, oh, yeah, I had it for Jim in high school. And she was telling me what high school. And I had all these people comment, three other people commenting on her. And for the life of me, I don't remember her at all.
She's a terrific lady. I've known her. I've been friends with her for many years. Yep.
I've been friends with her over the years because I work with the New York Sharks women's tackle football team.
Sure.
I've been working with them, and they have a foundation, and we needed somebody to honor, and I said, I don't know, let's see if I can find somebody, and we wound up honoring Lucille.
Fantastic, yeah. That's nice.
So that's how, you know, that started. And I'm going, I don't know, for the life of me, I can't remember how they are, but the two people that were in the class with me remember, okay.
There you go.
This sounds really great, and I guess you got some open houses coming up too, right?
We do. We've already, we have about 20 open houses every 2 weeks. On Saturday and Sunday mornings, we have open houses. That information is available in our brochure and on our website. And at the open houses, we invite parents and or children, families that are interested or wanting to know more about our program, that might be shopping around or looking for a new program. And it gives them the opportunity to meet myself, the director. I'm at all of them. And a lot of my senior staff. I bring my education director in. I bring my lead sports people in. We take them on a tour. We show them the facilities. We explain the program in detail and give them as much information that they might need to make a decision on whether this is where they might want to send their child. We have about 20, I think we have 20 or 21 open houses. We start in January and we run them through June. And we'll accept registration until we fill up or right before camp. Our first 4 weeks traditionally fills up. We pretty much reach capacity every year for the past 15 years or so in our first 4 weeks. So it's I encourage people to take a look, and it's I know I'm a little biased because I've been with the program for so long, but as a parent. I understand where the moms and dads are coming from. They love their children. They want to make sure that their children are safe. They're spending hard-earned dollars, and they want to make sure that they're well spent. And I feel very good in recommending this program. And, yeah, we have something else that's pretty unique that we offer to our customers. We have an open-door policy. In other words, when parents after they register their children here, for them to feel comfortable with what's going on, a parent is welcome to come here any day, all summer. We have some rules that we want them to follow. We ask them to make sure they bring pictured ID card with them and check in with us. We put a little name tag on them, and they're welcome to see what's going on. We have nothing to hide. We feel proud of what we're doing, and we want the parents to feel comfortable that their children are being well supervised, that they are learning something, and that they're in a quality program. So we have found that policy to be good. It's comforting for parents. A lot of parents do take advantage of it. And I and a lot of my senior staff, we don't watch children. We don't teach. We're out and about with the moms, with the dads, troubleshooting, making sure everything is going the way it should be. But there to answer the questions or concerns that the parents have. If they come and visit and want some information on what they're viewing. So it's been a good policy for us, and we continue to do that.
Okay. That's fantastic. Well, I'm gonna end the show just in a little while, and
okay.
In the meantime, just want you, I got to call you back right afterwards because I want to ask you something, but I don't want it on the air.
You got it. No problem. I
okay.
appreciate you having me on, and anyone who has any questions is welcome to call our camp office or visit our website at qccamp.com.
Great. Okay. Have a great evening and
terrific.
Stay warm.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Okay. Well, I was going to play some songs, but I'm going to end the show now since there's just like about 4 minutes left. And so, everybody, have a great morning, day, afternoon, whatever. Stay comfortable. Maybe warm isn't what you want.